Today's guest is Lisa Strebeck from the UK, who also featured in episode 33 of this podcast. Lisa is a homeopath and health coach whose journey towards holistic health started after witnessing the power of homeopathy to heal her young daughter's chronic autoimmune condition. And you'll have to go back to episode 33 to learn about her journey towards becoming a homeopath. Lisa's passion is to empower individuals to take responsibility for their own health, with the understanding that true health comes from within. Her work has evolved to teaching individuals how to use homeopathy in the home. Lisa believes that if every individual had a basic homeopathic kit and knew how to use it, society's mental and physical health would be transformed. Lisa recently published her first book, The Homeopath in Your Hand, which went into the number one spot on Amazon's homeopathy, holism, and herbal remedies category within 48 hours of release. Lisa has created a variety of courses which are available through her website, and she's also a distributor of the Healy Frequency Healing Devices. So you can find out more about all of this at lisastrebeck.com. That's lisastrebac.com. You're also welcome to follow Lisa on Facebook or Instagram, and you're invited to join her Facebook group called Biohacking with Homeopathy and Healy. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to the Homeopathy Hangout, where we discuss all things homeopathy from around the world. And now my mum and your host, Eugenie Kruger.
Hello, homies, and welcome to Homeopathy Hangout. Today, we get to speak with our lovely return guest, Lisa Strebeck from the UK. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Eugenie. It's lovely to be back and catch up with you. And yeah, thank you for having me back on.
It's so good. And, you know, we've been Facebook buddies for a little while now, and I've been on your podcast, Raw Health Rebel. And yeah, we've been in touch for, you know, what's been maybe a couple of years now. This is what I love about online and about our homeopathic world, is it makes the world feel so small. It feels like, you know, we're like besties, just like getting to hang out. It's so cool.
I agree with that. As much as I curse about the internet some days, actually, you have to be reminded of all the good things and how it's enabled us to connect, share information, all of that.
Absolutely. Now, anybody who wants to know about your backstory, which is a really great one, absolutely amazing, they're going to have to go listen to episode 33, which is actually quite funny, because thinking about this, I think you're going to be, let me just check here, you're going to be episode 231, round about there when this episode comes out. So it's like 200 episodes later.
Wow.
So people will have to like scroll back to episode 33. And, you know, thank you to you for all that time back when little old Homeopathy Hangout was unknown, that you were willing to come on the show. I really appreciate that.
Oh, it's something to be honest. And I don't know how you do it, Eugenie. Honestly, anyone that's thinking of doing a podcast, or how Eugenie knocks out so many amazing episodes, you're incredible. So thank you for doing it. What you've done with the homeopathic community is amazing.
Well, your podcast is freaking amazing. And I just saw on your socials that you have got a kick-ass guest, Dr. Steve. Yes, who talks about the body being electrical circuit, basically. And he is like a doctor to the stars, including, you name dropped a few people there.
Yeah, I asked him if it's okay to do that. Actually, he would be a great one to have on. I was going to say, you should get him on, Doc Steve. He's like a functional medicine doctor, but he's a homeopath as well. And he deals with frequency medicine. So he's a homeopath to the stars. He's in LA, and he's got Britney Spears, Gigi Hadid, however you pronounce her name, Sylvester Stallone. I mean, the list is like well and truly incredible. And it was such an amazing episode. And yeah, he's totally on our wavelength, and quite different because of his Hollywood background. But yeah, incredible guest, talking about the body being electric and the advancement actually of, you know, previous, that 5,000 years ago, it was acupuncture, and how the Chinese appreciated, you know, it was electrical and energy blocks that created disturbances and disease. And then we moved on to homeopathy, which obviously is a similar concept. And actually, he talks about how with the advancement of technology, we're now able to treat using technology devices, frequency devices. But ultimately, it comes down to the same sort of understanding that we are electrical beings, and it comes down to resonance and frequency, not chemicals, which is how the mainstream allopathic system treats us, isn't it, on a chemical basis.
I cannot wait to listen to that episode. And luckily for our listeners, by the time they listen to this one, your one will have already come out. So they need to check out Raw Health Rebel. And I don't know if you know what episode number this is going to be, but if they just scroll around to October 18th, that's when it's being released, right?
Yeah, it will be episode 50, season 4. But I definitely listen to it. And actually, can I say this here just in case anyone doesn't get to listen to it? Something that Doc Steve told me, which I think will be of huge interest to the homeopathic community. So, you know, the Hahnemann Medical School in, I think it's in Pennsylvania state. It's like one of the top medical schools, but they don't necessarily realize, you know, why it was called, named after Hahnemann. And he was saying, and I hope I relay this story accurately, but the general gist of it, Doc Steve was saying that he looked at the charter for when it was turned from a homeopathic school into a medical school. And it actually said as part of the charter that they had agreed that they would keep all of Hahnemann's belongings, his repertories, his materia medicas, all his remedies completely preserved. And that anyone that ever requested to go view, they had to be allowed to go view his stuff. So Doc Steve, a few years back, went with a couple of sort of famous homeopaths that were well-known homeopaths that were visiting him in Pennsylvania. They went and they actually visited this medical school, and it was just behind a really ordinary door, went in, and all of Hahnemann's beauties, gems, all his treasures, basically. It was a homeopathic treasure trove that's hidden in this medical school. And they have no idea why the school, well, some people will know, but they didn't know the history. They didn't know that this was there. So I said to him, us homeopaths, if we're ever in the area, we need to go and visit this, because it's a sin, really, that all of our history is hidden away, and we don't even know it's there.
I am so glad you shared that. That sounds amazing. And I know Dana Ullman has talked about that school a few times as well. You know, it's a medical college now, but there was a homeopathic school before that.
Yeah.
And how fun is it doing a podcast? Because you get to meet all these incredible people from around the world and learn all the stuff that you probably never would otherwise. Well, I'm just wondering, we've got lots to talk about. I'm just like, I don't know how we're going to squeeze everything into an hour. But while we're on the topic of frequency devices and things like that, I'm guessing you spoke to him about the Healy, which is something that I see you post about it a lot as well. Did he mention that? Is that where that conversation was going?
Yeah, he does talk about the Healy on it. So people, if they want to know more, again, listen to that episode. I can share briefly if you're interested.
Yeah,
in what
well,
it is.
I was going to say, can you tell our listeners, because I keep on seeing on your socials, you sharing about the Healy. And I had a client of mine tell me about that about 3 years ago, and I've been so skeptical, but I see you post about it. So I'm getting more and more intrigued the fact that you're posting about it. I'm like, okay, Lisa's posting about it. There's going to be something to it. So talk just a little bit about the Healy and what got you into it and what is it?
Okay, so it's a mini frequency device. Actually, I've got one of them here. It's tiny. So you know how bioresonance machines, they're huge, aren't they? Really expensive. So this is like almost like a tiny frequency device. Well, it is a tiny frequency device. So I too saw it years ago, Jeannie, and I was completely skeptical. I was like, various reasons. It's business model, all sorts of things. I just thought it looked intriguing, but I kind of parked it. And then I actually shared on my social media a line going, I was re-quoting someone else and I did attribute it to them, but I said, frequency medicine is going mainstream. And I was talking about it in the context of homeopathy. And then someone re-shared that post of mine and said, oh, I'm so glad my Healy can send homeopathic remedies. And it got me instantly like, hang on, I've heard about the Healy for a long time and been intrigued, but it can send homeopathy remedies. Now I'm interested because I have a Suli machine, which is a different radionic type machine. So I've got a Suli machine. So I know that remedies made on devices with frequency work, you know, and I was skeptical of the Suli machine, and I only got it because during lockdown, I wanted to be able to make remedies. And I had some of my most amazing cases and results on machine-based remedies. And it was only because the actual traditionally made remedies went missing in the post, and I then had to make them on my machine. And it was almost like the universe making me use my machine on clients and seeing what it could do. So I know without a doubt that remedies made on machines work. So when I saw someone share this about the Healy saying it could do homeopathic remedies, I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to buy one because I can send it back. You get 14 days to send it back. I thought, I send it back if I don't like it. And so, I mean, it can do so much. So, you know, it's worth, if anyone's interested in learning more, or there's free sort of introductory videos, or Eugenie, you even maybe interviewing Doc Steve about it in more detail. But in terms of what it can do, it's got so much function, but it has a homeopathy function where it can scan you. It can scan your information field and it reads your energy and it tells you what top five remedies are the best match. And I have been quite blown away with what it comes up with, because as a homeopath, I know if it makes sense, you know, we can look it up in Amateur Medicas. And without a doubt, it's not just random. What the remedies that come up for me when I run the scan are completely different for the remedies that come up for my daughter and my two daughters. It will be completely different remedies that make sense for them and my husband. So I'm like, whatever this is doing, it sounds nuts, as quite often things in homeopathy can with when you get into these sort of devices, but it's incredible. So just for the homeopathy alone, and you can then vibrate the remedies to you. So you can either use it as like an extra tool to help if you're stuck on cases to see what remedies people might need, or you can then use it to actually send the remedies back to you, to vibrate it back to you. Or you can then just use it to help diagnostically and then take the remedies traditionally. So just for that alone, I'm like, us homeopaths like need to know about this, because it's incredible. And the other homeopaths that I know that have bought them as well are saying exactly the same things, or cases where they've got stuck and they've scanned and then certain remedies have come up. And when they've looked, you know, smaller remedies, they're like, oh yeah, actually that makes sense, you know, why that's come up. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, it can do so many other things, like send other frequencies. It's medically approved in the EU for things like pain and fibromyalgia, anxiety, migraines, depression. It can do microcurrents as well. And that's what Doc Steve talks about, is, you know, our cellular health. At cellular level, it can actually send microcurrents, so increase ATP production, and it can do so much. So it's got, you know, frequencies, it's got microcurrents, and then it's got the scalar technology where it can do the homeopathy scans and bark flower, tissue sorts, aura reading. So yeah, I've spoken a lot about it, but that's why I decided to get it. And I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to share my personal experience, because I know a lot of people like me, they've probably seen it and are a bit, oh, I'm not sure. You know, I think it's good to be skeptical about everything until we experience it for ourselves.
Absolutely. And you've got a Facebook group as well that you teach people a bit about that now. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I've got a Facebook group. It's run by, with two other lovely admins as well, Anna and Ramona, and it's called Biohacking with Healy and Homeopathy. So we help with homeopathy questions and also Healy as well. There's about 1,500 members at the moment, and it's there to support people. I think one of the things that I want people to do is to realize you have it all within you. You don't have to outsource to anyone else. You have the healing power. We all have that innate healing wisdom. And a lot of the time, it's just we don't have the knowledge or the confidence. So I think having these groups where we can support each other and point each other in the direction of where to get help and advice and share information. So that's something I'd like to work on more, is actually getting the group more active. We've got a lot of members, and I really, my vision is for actually people to be supporting one another, as well as just the homeopaths and the admins helping out.
Now, if you're not quite ready for a Healy, oh, and people can buy the Healy through you as well, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that completely, like being completely upfront and frank, that's what put me off about the Healy, because you can only buy it through someone's link. It's like an affiliate, you know, business model. And I think that's the way a lot of businesses are going in the health industry, because they don't want to spend millions on advertising. They want to actually, the people that love the products, to share them. But equally, and it's right to be skeptical, are people sharing these things because they truly believe in it or not because they want to make money? So that's always where you have to use your discernment. And yeah, so you can only buy it through someone's link. But it is something as well that if people are interested in, it does give you an opportunity as well. I did not buy the Healy with the idea of creating a Healy business. Some people do. The option is there for people. But I think, yeah, just if you're interested, but the business model is putting you off like it did me, just remember you get 2 weeks to try it out and can send it back if you don't like it. But if you want to find more, there's more on my website, and I have got a free Healy webinar that I did with the amazing Claire Zarb, who I bought my Healy through, and she does a demo of the Healy and talks it through in a lot more detail. So if you want to learn more, you can just click on the link on my website and sign up for that. It's free.
That's awesome. You know, there's actually a lot to be said for affiliate programs. And I have an affiliate program myself where if people refer business to me, to my website for my product, then the new client gets a kickback and the person who refers them get a kickback. And it's kind of like a thank you. Like it's an energy exchange in a way. Like this person sends somebody my way. So I'm giving them money, which is just the form of energy. That energy is going back to them. So it's not just one-sided where they're sending people my way. There's actually energy going the other way where they are being thanked in the form of money, which is just energy. So I do know that we have a bit of a stigma towards, you know, affiliate type programs, but actually there's a lot to be said for it in terms of it being a fair energy exchange.
Ginny, I agree. I think you raised such a good point about money and energy blocks, not just in the homeopathic community, but in the healing community as well. There's such a, I see it all the time about people not wanting to charge or having money blocks. Or I know I've had that in the past, like feeling almost bad for charging your clients. Or, and it's insanity that we're like that because we're doing such an amazing job. You know, I wouldn't go to my accountant or a solicitor expecting them to treat me for free. And this whole issue with boundaries as well, you know, we give so much and clients can be emailing us all the time. I get it all the time on Instagram where I'm just literally, my DMs are flooded with people wanting help all the time. And I want to help, but then, you know, I'm like, actually, I've burnt myself out in the past by being there constantly giving free advice. And you just wouldn't expect it in any other profession. And I think that it's something we really need to heal in ourselves because we do such a valuable, important job and we need to be rewarded. And it's just an energy exchange. That's what money is. We live in the matrix. Right now, that's our currency to exchange energy. We have to utilize it. Well, sorry, I went on a bit of a rant.
No, because I have to insert there that, you know, our Bali conference that we're having in September, from the 4th to the 6th of September in Bali, one of the afternoon sessions, we're actually going to be doing a family constellation network with all of the people there to clear this money block stuff that we have in homeopathy. So I'm excited about that because that's got to go. It's not serving anyone.
It's absolutely not. That's brilliant. Your conference looks amazing. I really want to come to.
You have to come. Now, for those people who are not quite ready for a Healy and have them scan and tell them what a remedy they need, you have also got the most unbelievable solution. Now, those on YouTube and Rumble can see Lisa's brand new book. You are now also, apart from a homeopath and a lecturer and all these other things, you're now also an author. So you have written this amazing book called The Homeopath in Your Hand, 77 Remedies and How to Select Them Using Homeopathy Heals. Now, firstly, I have to say, great choice on the color. That's like my favorite color, the teal. But also, I am so jealous because this is literally the book that I wish that I had written. If I was ever to write a homeopathic book, it would be literally exactly this book because you have got, and I think that's the teacher in you, this ability to make something that's really complicated into something that's very user-friendly. And anybody who's a homeopath know and user as well knows about the CLAMS acronym, you know, concomitants, location, etiology, modality. Who on the street, which Joe blogs, knows what an etiology or a modality is? It's just so concomitant. It's so un-user-friendly. Now, Lisa has gone, I'm going to just show all those just watching on YouTube. Lisa has gone and made it like only she can. So freaking practical. Also the images, there's so many images in there and I am a visual learner. So I love, love, love that side of things. And also so let me just put this here. So you can see the H stands for helped on or hindered by. And then she's got some great examples here. Like, is it helped or hindered by the environment or movement or the position? The E in heals stands for the event that caused the symptoms. Now, isn't event better than etiology?
Well, it's easier to remember, isn't it? I think it for is. A lot of people.
Yeah. So was it caused by abandonment or abuse or an accident or whatever? And then she's got the A of the HEALS acronym is accompanying symptoms. Isn't that better than, like, you know, modalities? It's just like, or an L for location and then S for sensation. And then she shows you what it looks like with these beautiful visuals. I'm just going to like do a little flick through so people see the layout of the book. The layout is, this is literally the best homeopathic home user book on the market. So many images. So you've got the key symptoms here. You've got little cheat sheets for so many remedies. I just have one really big question for you. How on earth did you choose the 77 remedies that have to go in there? Because it's really hard.
It was hard. And do you know what? First of all, thank you. That is like, I honestly am so happy, like so overwhelmed with such a lovely compliment from you. And that really means a lot coming from you, Jeannie. Thank you. So thank you so much. So how did I choose the 77 remedies? Yeah. Do you know what? For me, I was like, right, it has to be, I'm going to attract the people to me that I feel are on a similar wavelength. And these are the ones that I know my friends, family, myself cannot be without. So there might be a couple that haven't quite made it in that nearly did. There were a couple that was like they're the ones I thought, no, I'm happy with all of these. These are the ones that I think get used the most. So yeah, it was basically doing my courses, teaching the, you know, the most commonly used remedies. So all the remedies in my courses are covered. And then where I tried to put some combination remedies in as well. So I wanted, so there's 8 combination remedies that I think, you know, if you're not sure, what actually could you use as a backup? So I think, and I wanted to keep it, actually, this is the other thing. I could have made it much longer and put more remedies in, but I thought, do you know what? There are so many books with so many remedies in, and we don't often have those remedies at home. And it's really frustrating, right? When you look in a book and you're like, right, that looks like a good fit and I don't have it. So I wanted to keep it to a realistic number of remedies that people could feasibly get, actually. So that was the other thing why I didn't like make it hundreds, because I thought I could have done that as well. So yeah, it's really those 77 remedies are just the ones that I use most frequently, that I know people use most frequently, that are still relatively easy to get hold of. And also, I think there are some remedies that are more, how do I put this? Like, I'm not going to put carcinosin in there, for example, even though it's a well-used remedy just because of power of it unleashing stuff. Whereas tuberculinum is in there because personally, I feel like when people have those ongoing coughs, or, you know, if it fits, that's an amazing everyday remedy. You know, I have that in a 12C. So, oh, thank you. So that's the other thing I thought, just because I might use something as well frequently, I'm not necessarily going to put it in there if it's got the power to unleash havoc on someone. Or so, yeah, so I did put a lot of thought into it. And there were, I can tell you one that nearly went in, but
yeah,
didn't,
tell me.
Which I was really, okay, hyoscyamus didn't make the final cut, but it so nearly did. I think that was the only one that went on and off the list a few times. And it was only when I thought, actually, you know, practically most people are going to use it for coughs. And actually there are so many other remedies that are good for coughs. And there's an Ariane CCA in there. So actually, you know, there was logical reasons why certain remedies got removed if I thought, you know, there was such wider coverage.
You know, like hyoscyamus, it says here in my France Kisser book, the big demand for attention, they can't live without attention. So you've just gone and not given poor hyoscyamus its attention. How dare you? I have to tell you this, though. You can see this is a home prescriber's book written for a 2023 parent, today's parent, because there's candida in there, which is so, it's an essential in every household because so many people's gut flora is destroyed. And actually the remedy made from the candida nosode is an essential in your first aid kit. It has to be there. You'd be amazed how many times you need that remedy. The other one is histaminum. Kick-ass remedy. It needs to be in every first aid kit. Like there is so much you can do with that remedy. The mixed pollens and grasses you've got in there and streptococcinum is another huge remedy for our age. Like you really need it in your first aid kit because when you need that remedy, you need it now. You can't like order it on like a Friday and like wait for the weekend for it to arrive. If you have got staph or strep or like impetigo or any sort of streppy thing or strep throat, you need that remedy now. You don't like, you can't wait for it to be posted. So have it in your first aid kit because it's such a good one. Like, you know, if there's ever a time capsule of books written, like people hundreds of years from now will look back at this book and go, yeah, you can tell this is a 2023 book because it's got all like the remedies that like practical remedies that we need now for this day and age.
And that's exactly it. And do you know what, Eugenia, I know what it's like to be a parent that is so, wasn't brought up with homeopathy. I discovered it far too late on. You know, I discovered it when my children, or well, my eldest already had a lot of health issues. And I know what could have helped, you know, how much this could have helped her had I had it sooner. And I know what it's like to be completely overwhelmed and confused and looking at all these books, and they've got maybe, I mean, there's great books out there, but they've got maybe two lines on a remedy. And actually, when you look at them, you know, five different remedies of two lines, I'm like, I don't know which one to give. So I've tried to make it really practical. That's why I've put the combinations in there as well, for, you know, if you're starting out and you're not sure, because I really understand how difficult it is. And I think a lot of this is sort of a message I'd like to give to the homeopathic community as well, particularly those that have like maybe always been more into the natural remedies. And you don't realize how much people need this right now and how much people don't know about the basics. Like, I can't stress that enough. And I realized this early on when I was starting out my Instagram page. And I started off, you know, sharing like, oh, remedies like miasms and this more like complicated stuff. I'd spend like hours writing these posts. And I remember one day just sharing literally a picture of aconite. And all I put was number one for nipping colds in the bud and panic attacks. And it like almost went viral, you know, the amount of shares it got. The same when I did rather than having Calpol, Tylenol, or you call it Panadol, I think, in Australia. Well, I put ABC. And again, I thought, my God, people don't know this really, really basic stuff, like that we take for granted. They are desperate for this information. And it's up to us to share that, because once people start going down that route of, all right, well, I'll get ABC rather than using Calpol, then I might get a kit, then I'll get a book, or then I might go into a course. Now I'm going to go and see a homeopath. That's how we get it out there. And I just think we assume that people will know what to us is obvious, and like it's desperately, desperately needed by society right now.
Absolutely. We've got to keep it simple. And yeah, the people out there who are needing this information, they just want a nice bite-sized pieces, easily packaged. They don't care about, like you say, the miasms or the this or the that. They want to know, okay, my child's got a fever, what do I give this kid? And they don't care that there are 500 fever remedies. They want to know, what can I give now? And sometimes a combination remedy is just like so easy to use. Literally, of your combinations in here, they would easily be my most used combinations in my clinic as well. And you and I both are huge lovers of the Narayani remedies. I mean, I just cannot believe, once again, those, I was so skeptical of the Narayani remedies, and I shouldn't be surprised by it anymore, but I still get people coming in all the time just telling me how much it's helped. Just today, I had a client coming in to buy the Narayani allergy remedy, and she said, you know, I've tried this remedy, I've tried that remedy, and I was just at a playgroup this morning and a mum gave me a few doses of the Narayani allergy remedy, and it cured my, or I could breathe for the first time in days, because we've got the bottle brushes coming out at the moment. There's lots of wind and stuff. And she's like, I've been constantly sneezing so blocked. This mum gave me a few doses of Narayani allergy mix and it was so good. And she literally from their playgroup drove to our clinic this morning to come and buy that Narayani allergy remedy.
They are amazing. And I'm constantly evolving in my thoughts, you know, as a homeopath,
yeah,
you know, what we need. And it completely blows the lid really on classical prescribing, doesn't it? Because you just see that they work and how incredible. And then, you know, I look them up and they're like, oh my God, how many remedies are actually
Yeah, just don't here? Look at, just don't read that. Just don't read the potencies and how many in there, just trust.
Yeah, and that some of them are such high potencies, aren't they, as well? And yeah, they just work. They're incredible.
Mind-blowing. Now, you've got, how many courses have you done now? I saw you as a presenter in this really big international summit type thing that was out recently. You've been putting out course after course. You're creating incredible content on your Instagram, and you're homeschooling your kids, right? It's like, yeah, how are you doing all of this?
It's, well, yeah, I've had to stop my practice because I was like, actually, that was towards the end of last year. I was like, something has to give, like, or it's going to be me. I'm just going to like completely conk out. It is hard juggling it all. So I love, love, love doing courses, creating. I think that's what I love doing. It's just creating stuff and creating content and creating it so it's visually easy and simple for people to understand. So the first point about the international conference is called The End of COVID, and it was set up by Mike Winner and Alex Zek, and it is the most incredible, like, it shouldn't be called The End of COVID, it should be called The End of Allopathic Medicine. And the lies of virology and the new paradigm of health and the way forward. That's really what it's about. And it won't be free when this airs, but they do free replays. There will be one, I think, probably coming out in January. But I think it's like $77 to access this most incredible content. I think there's over 100 hours. It's probably more like 200 hours. There's over 90 speakers, and it builds up literally from have viruses ever been isolated to all the history of polio and what about measles, about terrain theory. It talks about gain of function. It talks about vaccine injuries, what's in the vaccine. It talks about your rights as a human. And then it goes on to talk about the way forward in health. So it's got about the human biofield, which is fascinating. Like I find people like Eileen McCusick, all the work they're doing on the human biofield and showing. Have you, I'm going to go off on a tangent here. Have you come across Eileen McCusick's work?
I haven't, no.
Okay. Can I just quickly, because I think it ties into what we do.
Go for it.
Incredible, incredible lady. And I love her because she reminds me in some way, she has that same sort of background of me, as like she was a skeptic and she was kind of pulled into her line of work. You know, it's not like she chose necessarily to do it, but she noticed that when you put tuning forks along certain parts of the body, if there isn't coherence, it starts to make an unresonant noise. And she could tell using tuning forks where there was energy blocks in the body. And doesn't it all come down to energy? So she, over 25 years, basically found that actually by using tuning forks, she could get energy blocks in the body moving and untrapped. And she mapped out that she basically mapped out the biofield and could tell where certain traumas would be in certain parts of your body. So we have like, I can't remember if it's 2 feet or I think it's like a 6 feet biofield around us. And she could tell that certain areas you would store like your maternal ancestral trauma in one part of your biofield and have your paternal ancestral trauma in another part. She could tell where an energy block was in your biofield as to when a trauma may have happened to you and what trauma it was. And she says, you know, it's actually once you study this, for example, we all know what sad music sounds like, don't we? We don't have to be told, oh, this is a sad song. We can inherently feel this is a sad song. And it's the same with using the tuning forks, the sound it makes, you could tell what the energy was and where it was. And it ties in with what we do. So the heart would hold sadness, the lungs would hold grief, the liver would hold anger, kidneys hold fear. So it ties in with what we know about remedies and the energy and the way they work. And so she mapped out, basically in her book, Electric Body, Electric Health, she's got a map of the biofield and where certain energy blocks and traumas are stored. So that is in the end of COVID. There's Vada Austin's work on water. She's done a session on the future and of health and the way forward. I've done a session on homeopathy. There's a session on German New Medicine. So just from that alone, it is incredible. It's really incredible. And it fills me with hope that people like Alex Zek, who's amazing, incredible, have got this kind of overview of what us different people are doing and can see the bigger picture and is helping to bring it together for a wider audience. Because I've got so many people getting in touch saying, oh, I've never heard of homeopathy, now I'm interested, I want to learn more. And so yeah, it's incredible. So there's that. So please check out The End of COVID. It is so much more than about just about COVID. And then courses, I've got my intro course, which is Homeopathy Heals, Everything You Need to Get Started at Home. It's more than an intro. I mean, it's over 4 hours of videos broken down into bite-sized lessons. And then you get all the content. You know, I cover right from what is health, because I think we don't often even know, like we know this as homeopaths, but people, the masses, they don't realize it's much more than just not having symptoms. So it talks through everything. And then it even talks about how to make your own remedies out of medicating potencies and where to get them. So it builds all the way up. And then I've done some shorter ones on miasms, homeopathic detox, because that was a question I got asked, homeopathy for flu symptoms, which for us in the UK and the US, where we're entering flu season. And I talk through even about flu spray, because that's questions I get asked a lot. And a mum is a baby one. I think that's everything. So there's a lot. I try to sort of cover, you know, the main, most frequent areas. And yeah, and I do homeschool my kids. So they go to home ed groups, but it's full on. Some days I'm just like knackered, basically.
It's full on. I did 2 years of homeschooling, but the kids were still like younger. They were, what, it was about 8 or so, 7 and maybe 4. So they were still little. Wow. But it's full on. It's really full on. Just wondering, how about we just go through all the places where people can buy your courses and all of that? Because I also wanted to suggest that this would be a really good Christmas present. And because people can buy it on Amazon, they can just send it straight from Amazon, right? So people can just go and they ship around the world, right? So you could literally, if you've got family anywhere in the world, you could buy them this for a Christmas present and just have it shipped straight to them.
Yeah. So everything is on my website, which is www.lisastrabak.com, which is LISASTRBAC.com. And you'll find links to everything. So links to my courses, and I am updating book stockists. So the best, actually, believe it or not, some, I know a lot of people with Amazon have said they don't want to buy from Amazon. For me, actually, personally, it's in some ways best if you buy through Amazon, believe it or not, but it can, and it can ship worldwide. There are some pockets of the world where it has to be imported. So do check your local Amazon. And then I'm trying to put a list of all other stockists as they get uploaded. So it's in Barnes and Noble as well in the US, and it's just gone to Waterstones in the UK. So do check. But yeah, if you order through Amazon, you can generally get within a day or two, depending on where in the world you are, which is incredible. And I think it does make a good Christmas present. I've seen people even sending me photos of their children, which is amazing, reading it, and they're trying to match the remedy from their kits to it. So yeah, that's really sweet as well.
And I think I saw, was it Joe Wood or somebody with it? I mean, I didn't even know who it was. I suspected it was a celebrity, but I didn't know. Obviously, she's in the UK, so you guys all probably know where she is. But she's a Rolling Stones ex-wife or something.
Yeah. Joe Wood had a copy.
How did you get her to post a photo of her reading your book on Instagram? That's so cool.
She's really into homeopathy. So she just posted it. And I just thought, do you know what? It's so weird. I shared that to my Facebook page because I was like, my life feels incredibly surreal some days. Because, you know, if you look 10 years ago, I was knee deep in the corporate world. And I was working at Big Four accountancy firm. My, you know, daughter was still very much being treated allopathically with everything. You know, I knew no difference. I would have said that homeopathy was, I probably would have made some assumption, you know, just that it was, well, I probably would have gone on Google and seen it was pseudoscience, you know, and just thought, dismissed it. And how life can change, it feels slightly bizarre at times. But, you know, as Marcus Fernandez always says, you don't find homeopathy, homeopathy finds you. And so I think just the ripple effect, we're slowly spreading the word that there is an alternative way than just pharmaceuticals treating us on a chemical basis. So yeah, it's like, I saw that with Joe Wood and I thought that is just absolutely surreal, you know, really bizarre.
That's so amazing. One of my dreams that I'm just like really focusing on that and trying to manifest this is more celebrities coming out and saying that they use homeopathy. So it'd be interesting, that doctor that you interviewed, and he, you know, treats a lot of celebrities, getting him to ask the celebrities if we can do maybe like a campaign of some sort where, you know, all of them are like posting on their socials saying, you know, homeopathy works for me or something like that. It'd be so incredible if we can just have all these celebrities coming out actually just admitting that they use homeopathy. We know they do.
I'm so glad you said that, because I think that quite frequently, that actually, so I think most celebs do use homeopathy. They use the alternative, you know, and even if it's not homeopathy, it's other alternative therapies. And I wish they would speak more openly. And then, like, I don't know, playing devil's advocate, do they speak openly about it? But yet the mainstream media just doesn't want to feature that. You know, that's the other thing, because some of them do speak up.
You know, they could share it on their socials, but I guess it's even then they could get shadow banned. But it'll be so good if more of them speak out.
Yeah, and that's the other thing as well. I don't know how you find social media, but I have this inkling that just homeopathy as a topic is shadow banned on Instagram, because I continue to grow my account, but that's only because people share it. If I look at the, if I was to rely on the algorithm, you know, if I look at my reach, it doesn't show it to anyone new. So it's thank you for everyone that shares my post, because it's only that that grows it. And I just think I'm not using any words. You know, I'm so careful after I was deleted. I never use anything controversial. I never talk about anything like anything. I won't even say it here, but I, you know, I'm very, very, very reserved on what I say and what I share and keep it to very basic. And yet I still, all my posts are pretty much still blocked by the algorithm. I just, and that concerns me more, because I just think homeopathy shouldn't be shadow banned, as have a blanket shadow ban. And I have an inkling that it possibly is. So, you know,
we're going to have to share the story now on how you were banned, or how you were deleted.
It was back. So it was back in 2021, the end of, so I've had my account now for 2 years. I can't even remember the exact post that I shared. It was the same day that they deleted loads of accounts. So they deleted all of Alex X accounts. They deleted all the Health Freedom for Humanity accounts. They deleted some really big, I think Dr. Christian Northrup, you know, some really big names all got deleted. I think they just went on a mass deletion. I mean, it was at the peak. I think it was September 2021, so it was during, you know, when people were really getting fed up with all the passports and things coming in. And I got deleted, and I'm not sure, I can't even remember exactly what I posted. And I'm not sure if it was my sort of ties to Health Freedom for Humanity, because I was helping in the UK, but I didn't share anything on my profile about Health Freedom for Humanity. And other people that had been sharing stuff about Health and Humanity had got deleted. So hadn't got deleted. So I think it was homeopathy. Again, the hashtag natural health back then was even banned. So, I mean, it's shocking really, actually, to think the level of censorship that went on. And I think people have generally forgotten. And I think the censorship is actually a lot more over now, because back then they would delete people and there'd be uproar. So-and-so got deleted and we could see what they were doing. But now I think our posts are just amazingly limited. I've had people message me saying, you know, I can't find you if I search for you on Instagram. I have to really look for you. You won't come up. So that bothers me more, because it's not so obvious what they're doing. And then it can make you feel like you're being paranoid as well. Like, is it shit posts I'm posting? Or, you know, is it, sorry.
And messing with them. Messing with our minds. Yeah. So sensational, Lisa. How can we finish this off on a positive spin? Like, what is the final message that you want to leave our listeners with?
I think what I said earlier, so for the homeopaths listening and for the non-homeopaths, so people that are into homeopathy, that are, well, you are a homeopath, even if you're using it, you know, all of us, you're homeopath at heart, share it with as many people as you can. You know, you don't have to go overboard. We're not trying to get people to join a cult. You know, just like if someone's saying they've got a child that has fevers, you know, and they use Calpol, you can just say, oh, have you thought of ABC? Because most people will be receptive to this. I would have gladly, I wish someone had said to me when my child was having all those ear infections and I was using antibiotics, I wish someone had said to me, hey, here's a remedy. Why don't you just take that? Or if my daughter was teething, hey, here's some chamomilla. It doesn't have to be like, here's 20 books, go away and get a whole kit. Just plant the seed, because really people need it. So that's my final message.
That's so true. You got to sow those seeds, hey? Well, it's always so nice to have a chat with you. And thank you so much for coming on the show. And I am excited for all those people out there who've been looking for that perfect Christmas gift. Go get the homeopath in your hand, and the person receiving the gift will love you forever, and you'll win 100 brownie points. So thank you so much for putting this together and for sharing such great information with us today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Eugenie. I really, really appreciate you having me on. It's just lovely to connect with you always.
Cool. See ya.